wrote some beautiful chazal over here, beautiful shmuzin. The first one's more like maybe just pshat and a perspective, but they're very important yesodos, and if we incorporate into our lives, it'll make a tremendous difference, unquestionably. Says the pasuk, achad v'ramo eira, ha'ed v'ashem el avram achalemar al tira avram, don't be afraid, I'll take care of, I'll protect you, schorcha harbe ma'od. Right, tremendous char you get. Says the famous Rashi, Achar v'mo'ela, kol makom shenemar, achar samuch, achrei muflag. Achar means like right after. That's what achar means. Achrei means later on. Achar means right away. Samuch, juxtaposed, nearby. What does he mean? So what's, therefore, achar v'mo'ela, after these things, achar shenasal neis, after neis happened to him, zeh, neis zeh, shehorag es hamalachim, that he wiped out, he vanquished the kings, ha'edoeg omer, shemuki baltis charal kos kosai. Unbelievable. I wiped out these four kings, so powerful kings. How did I do it? Special siyata shmaya, Hashem helped me out. And I won the war against the kings, which is, wow, how did I do such a thing? It must be I got schar, a kosai to kosai. Kacham al-makom al-tiru avram. Hashem told him, don't worry, you know, I'll take care of you. Schor char be-maod. They're both, this is madna. This is madna mamash beyond belief. Avram Avinu, I mean, this is almost scary. Avram Avinu, who was he? The ultimate Eved Hashem. He spends his life, he figures out on his own when he's 3 years old, like Hashem Baruch is in charge. He spends the life of, number one, Avodas Hashem. Spends the life of Harbotzes Torah. Spends the life of Achnos Orchim, Chesed. I mean, whatever you want, you can say about Avraham Avinu, right? He wasn't a small fry. He was a big man, a big tzaddik, everything he was. You know? So his whole life, he was dedicated to serving Hashem. Right? And we're taught, you know, you get schar, 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 right? I mean, so Avraham Avinu thought, you know? So what did I do? I went and I was Moser Nefesh to do a chesed for my nephew, right? I wanted to save Lot. So he goes ahead and he wages war. And because of that, Hashem says, listen, I have to help this guy out. He's not out to conquer the world for his own prestige, his own army, his own powerful, you know, his kingdom. He's doing a chesed. So Hashem says, okay, I'll save the guy, right? So Rambam says, he saved me, Baruch Hashem. Hashem didn't let me die when I was doing a chesed in selflessness for Lot. That's it. Okay. So Hashem, I used up all my schar. Hashem says, see, I saved your life. So no more schar. I used it all up. All the schus we had, I saved, you know, which you saved up, which you worked the whole life of the highest level of Kiddush Hashem and everything, and Vodas Hashem, and Abbas Torah, Megayer, Mekarvis, Akrovim, Megayer, Anoshim, Anoshim. How could it be? How could everyone even think like that? It's like, whoa. The answer both is simple. He's right, right? I just brought, I'm not going to read inside, but brought the Chovos Lovos. I think someone asked about it recently, I think it was. But Chovos Lovos says, you'll read it later on, whatever you read it, it says over there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem does so much chesed for us, the least of which, any of those chasadim, the power, the amount we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for any chesed, I guess with any chesed in terms of keeping us alive, I mean, sustaining us, whether it's parnas or whatever, every chesed you focus on, right, it's worth the world, right? If a guy doesn't have his eyes, you know, it's worth the world, right? You can't stop thanking Hashem for that. His heart's not functioning. All the chesed Hashem does to keep us alive, to keep us functioning, I think that's what it means. He says, he's on Olam Haba. He says, the schar Olam Haba is all chesed. That's what he says. A person does not deserve any schar Olam Haba. If he would work all his life to do mitzvahs Hashem and serve Hashem, he says, a person would not deserve al pishur tadin, al pi the strict regard of the law, he does not deserve any Olam Haba. Therefore Hashem says, I give you Olam Haba, you're right, promise, we know al pi chazal, but that's all chesed Hashem, it's all chesed. Hashem's niceness, his kindness to us, because he loves us so much, he wants to help us out. So whatever we do, Hashem gives us schar for that, but not because we're deserving it. So that's what Avraham Avinu felt. Avraham Avinu felt, you know, I don't know if he knew all the chazal, whatever, but you know, in terms of midas hadin, he said, I'm not deserving of it. So maybe I Hashem does so much for me, I do so much back, but maybe I deserve a little schar because of some schar I guess I deserve, whatever I deserve. But that's the wipe down now because Hashem saved me, saved my life specially, extra special credit, extra special nisim Hashem did for me. So Moshe, Avraham Avinu thought that in spite of all the nisim I did, They're tremendous meisim, but it's not no payback to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. And therefore, if he deserves some schar, this will cancel and wipe it out. That's what he thought. Rabbos said, no, it's just a pure hashkaf, Rabbos, that we have to be margish. We have to recognize that we might not think about it so much, and we don't dehear it, but we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabotai, Hashem owes us nothing, zero, you know. It's not fair, Rabotai, it's not fair. He's a wealthy guy, he's a smart guy, he's the best guy in the class, and Hashem gave him such a wonderful family. I have all the tzaras, I have no parnas, I have no... HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us nothing, because he gave us everything, every single second of our lives are both, so we can't begin to pay him back. Can you imagine, just Delzafor, if I say, Daniel, you know, here's $1,000 cash, I say, can you do me a little favor? You know, spend an hour running around the block, whatever, assume you can do it, right? Physically capable, right? For help, right? Run around the block for an hour, okay? $1,000. Would Daniel hesitate for a second? Of course not. Of course I'll do $1,000, I owe him so much, so nice, you know? The guy says, I'll give you $10,000, and you know, do me a favor, take a trip tomorrow to New York and back, okay? I know the airplanes are this, corona, this, that, you know, put on your mask, but just do it, okay? Just do it. I don't think anybody would hesitate if I give you $10,000, right? And you can go up higher and higher, right? Just use more kachas here, right? Hashem gives us more than $10,000. He gives us so much that we can't begin to pay him back. That's what the Chazal say. That's what Avraham Avinu felt. He deserves almost nothing. If Hashem does a nice for him, he's finished, wiped out. Rabbi Ol said, that's how we have to look at things. It's reality. It's not just a mirage, right? And if you look at it that way, it'll make such a difference. It's got to be our motivation, right? If you think about it, right before you start Seder, here's a little Eisa Tova today. You're going to go, you're going to finish over here, what do you have, a cake break next, something? I don't know what you have exactly, right? Right, cake break, right? Then you finish the cake break, and you walk into Seder. Sit down and think for 10 seconds, right? Think, you know, Hashem, this morning, I didn't feel like getting up so fast this morning. I felt like sleeping another extra hour, you know. Okay, I'll go to my own menu later on, fine. It's not, you know, but I'll wake up, you know. But either way, Hashem helped me wake up. Whenever it was, right? Whether it's 7:15 or 8:15 or Rahman al-San later, even 8:15 Rahman al-San, right? But Hashem went ahead and allowed me to wake up. And the heart was pumping. And the eyes were functioning. And the legs were working. And the hands were able to, I can move it back and forth. And I had some coffee for breakfast and some eggs and delicious whatever stuff you have over there, right? And it's working, and it's giving me energy and strength. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed today. Just today. So think, and what's he doing? He says, you know, learn a little Torah today. Do a little mitzvah today. Have kavanah when you make a bracha. I'm asking a couple little things. What do you want, $10,000? How much you want, $1,000,000? I'm giving you $1,000,000. You can't begin to repay me. Just, I'm asking you a little bit, Rabotai. I think if we're margish that, so it's tremendous help in terms of motivating ourselves, just a little payback, right? I mean, it felt, I can't pay him back. He did so much for me, right? That's just worth nothing. That's the Chavos Lava says. You can't begin. It's all Chesed Hashem. For the Schar is all Chesed Hashem. So for sure, we have to be margish that whatever Hashem does for us is beyond our hasagas. We don't think about it, but we have to think about it. To recognize it, and it'll help us help motivate ourselves to be a bigger Eved Hashem. Then the pasuk is Rabotai later on in the parsha. Next parak, Parak Yuzayin, pasuk Aleph. Right after he was an older man. Vayira Hashem al Avram, Vayomer Elav Anik Hel Shaddai Shakai Zalchmane Veyesamim. Right, I am Hashem Shakai. Says Ramban, why the Lashon? Why the usage of the Lashon? Shaka over here. What's why Anikel Shaka? What's he trying to say? Okay, it's a little hard to read, but I think I got it straight. Rabotai, Tam Haskir Ata Zashem. The reason why Hashem, the Torah writes, uses the name of Shakai, Ki Bo Yasu Anisim Hanistrom Tzadikim, because that's the name. Through that name, whatever that means, through the name of Shaka, that represents the manifestation of how Hashem implements and performs Nisim Nistrom, right? Hidden Nisim for Tzadikim. Hashem does it through Kel Shakai. That's the name he uses. Lahasim of Asnavshim, to save their lives from death. Hayosim Barov, keep them alive in hunger. Fadosim, Bamuchamim, Miad Cherev, Bipo, to save them from war, from the enemy. Kechol Hanisim Hanasim Avram of Avos. There were plenty of Nisim that were done, right? So much was done. Tavram Vino, the Avos, right? So much was done. All these things were done. Hashem saved their lives, right? Talk about Kivshon Ha'esh. It'll talk about the four malachim, which we just mentioned before, right? Talking about over here, talking he's going to have a baby soon, right? He has a baby at he's 100, she's 90. All the nisim nistarim, all the nisim, that's what he's talking about. All the nisim which were done to the avos, to save their lives from all the things and to keep them alive, everything. So all the nisim restore, Hashem does with kel shakai, chaboam, but Torah, parshas, and mekosei, and all the tochachas, rachman al-san, the curses, the kolos, the parshas vayim, like Yisavo, the brachos, the kolos, both the brachos and the kolos, all these things, shekulam nisim, they're all nisim, they all don't make sense, they're all miraculous, they're all miracles. Ke'emen atef, for instance, he says, l'mashal, ke'emen atef, ashiyavo, ha'geshamim, itam, b'yavdein olakim, right? It's raining outside. Grace rain, and the water's gonna take care of the land. It'll produce the fruits, the vegetables, and all the brachas we get. You know, it's normal, right? It's not normal. You know why it's not normal? Because not normal, he says, that that should rain if we do mitzvahs. Okay, to rain is normal, but to make sure the timing is always right, to rain when you do mitzvahs, and to have the rachmanos on the opposite, shemam kabarzel, and all the klolos when we do averus, we don't keep the shemitah. Doesn't make sense. It's all nisim. Right, that it works the way it does, according to Al-Pi Torah. Avakulam nisim, uvakulam, istatseach, marechas, hamazolos, mazolos work, whatever that means, I'm sorry. Elosh embohem shinu menhagosh olam. The only thing is, he says, but you don't see anything not normal, right? It's all pretty normal, right? It's raining, and the fruit and the land produces. Gizim nasmai demosha rabbeinu. Esther, so it's not like the Shinu HaTeva, like the Nisim which Moshe Rabbeinu did, right? Esther Makos, that's the Shinu HaTeva. To go ahead and hit the water and it becomes Dam, that's the Shinu, that's Nisim Nigrim, right? With Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea, Vamon, that's all Mamash Nisim, that's revealed Nisim. Say Mosim, Mishanim HaTeva, Bepirsum. Peim Shiyasu, B'Shem Yuchad Asher Higadgo. Those were done with a special, Hashem's private name. But over here, we're talking about, Hashem's talking about the Nisim Nistarim. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be in charge. Don't worry about your mazel. You're above and beyond mazel. We're telling him, it's not going to be involved in the kolchav and mazel. Hashem, I'm Kel Shaddai, I'll perform tons of stuff. All the Nisim Nisram, I'll take care of for you. That's what the basic, I don't want to get in Mazel and all that, but that's what the Ramban says, right? Both I think about. What is he calling? What is the Nisim Nisram? What is the Nisim Nisram? He says all the stuff that was done to save Avraham Avinu, the Mohammeds, like Ayosim Arav, right? All this stuff. Nisim Nisram, the Kivshon Eish is Nisim Nisram. Okay. Right, that's Nes Nister, with the four Malachim, right? The ones that overcame that and were stronger than the five Malachim, they were the most powerful force in the world, the biggest kingdom, the biggest army. And Avraham Avinu was 314 men, right? Right. So he wipes them out. What? That's Nes Nister. He was one person against all these people, 314 against the mightiest army in the world. You know, it's ridiculous having a baby, a star, 90 years old, is Nes Nister. That's what he calls Nisim Nistarim, right? That's what he's referring to. All this stuff that all he says, all the stuff that was done, to save for the Nisim that was done to Avraham Avinu, the Avos. Not like the Nisim by Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Nigla. But Nisim Nistarim is all the rest of them. So the Rishiva asks, how can he call that Nisim Nistarim? Why Nisim Nistarim? Teres, what is your boast? Nisim Nistarim is because they are hidden. Anything which can be interpreted, or maybe I should say reinterpreted, maybe that's the better words. If it can be interpreted, derech hateva, the Israeli army, 1967, what a powerful army. They had tanks, gazoon, they had such trained pilots and gevalia, they had such strategic and brilliant people. They wiped out the entire Egyptian Air Force in half an hour, in a couple hours in the morning, and Monday morning, and I remember it, Baruch Hashem. That's Nisim Nistarim. That's Nisim Nistarim, because if it can be explained away, as crazy as it might seem, ridiculous as it is, the teva of the mensch rabotai is that we tend to explain away everything that could possibly be explained away, right? Avraham Avinu gets thrown to Kivshon Eish, right? Okay, so I don't know, I got saved somehow, it happened, it didn't touch me, the fire, the lions, whatever, all this stuff, right? Didn't happen, it was, I managed to escape, come on, what are you, Avraham, denying simple stuff. Yeah, but could be, and sorrow, she gave birth. Okay, it's not the end of the world. So she had longevity, and people in those days lived longer, and she gave birth. It's not, both say that's how it is, Rabosa. We can see the biggest nisim and just shove it under the carpet, Rabosa. So we have to be aware before we discuss just the regular everyday things, but Kavachomer, there's so many nisim that we see. If you open up our eyes and we focus and we try to recognize what is Hashem doing for us, whether it's nisim, whether it's everyday chesed Hashem, everyday nisim Hashem does for us, everyday nisim nistarim Hashem does to us, which of course can be explained, you know. Both, and that's important to recognize, important to mechazik ourselves and constantly be on the lookout for what is Hashem. Ask yourself, what did Hashem do for me today? What happened to me yesterday? What things did I who did I bump into? Who did I talk to? Was I matzliach? Was not matzliach? I got a good pshantosis, I am tzatosis, whatever it was, I got a good pshantashir. Everything are both, whatever it is, it's important to recognize, always makir tov and recognize there's hashkocha pratis out there. The natural teva is, because we're not so much into seeing hashkocha pratis, we're not so much into seeing divine intervention. We're not trained to think that way. But it's ridiculous in some situations. Okay, most we don't have, I'm not saying we have a million nisim nistarim, but even when nisim nistarim occur, you have to open your eyes and see, it's all Yad Hashem. In fact, we have Eretz Yisrael now, we have a country to live in, the Arabs are not swallowing us up. It's also nisim nistarim. Forget about the Six-Day War, forget about that. Forget about the Yom Kippur War, right? What about just the fact that we're still there with all the millions of Rishonim surrounding us, trying to wipe us out every day? Verbally they tell us that, they don't hide it, it's announced to the world, and no one says a word, no one cares, you know, and they're out to get us, they're out to, trying every day, right? Nisecha Shabbakal Yom, right? They're all, but we're still here. Kai Yisrael is still there. Eretz Yisrael is still there. We still live there, Baruch Hashem, peacefully, right? That's Nisim, Nistarim, Rabotai. But we don't think about it, you know, it's, come on, okay, they're a bunch of dummies, those Arabs, they don't know what they're doing. We have superior technology, we have those, what do they call the missile things, what do they call that they shoot? What?
Iron Dome.
Right, we have the Iron Dome, we have all these things, we're great, we're so technologically advanced, right? Baloney. That's nothing on both sides. Nisim Nistarim, the fact that all those Scud missiles in the 1992, in the Iraq War over there, right, the fact they didn't do anything. It's pure nisim. Yeah, well, we have all the defense systems and all set up and everything's perfect, you know, and Rabotai, you have to be makir, what it is. And if you do Rabotai, it'll make it so much easier. Like I said, if your father wakes up one day and he says, listen, I go outside, here's the keys to a brand new car, right? A brand new nice little sports car, it's yours, no problem, you know. You're not going to hesitate to do anything you want, at least for a couple of days at least, right? At least a couple of days, you'll go out and do it, right? But we don't recognize that because Baruch was giving us the keys to sports for every single day, Rabotai. Every single day he gives us this stuff, that we're alive, that we're healthy, that we have our sanity, we have our brain power, we can think, we're different than animals, right? Never, you go visit the hospital, you do some bigger home, you'll see what goes on over there. Rahman or Gatsan, right? It's terrible, right? People never get sick, and it's hard to look at the people sometimes, right? But we're not like that. We're healthy, we're here, we're functioning. Shkara Rabotai.